Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting third. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, David West. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The first baseman, Luis Lopez. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The DH, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jose Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric King. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bush hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gladden moves to second. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knoblauch bunts towards the mound. King fields it and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to third. Bush moves to second. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lopez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Pagliarulo moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Pagliarulo scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive towards first. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Harper reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Firmin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Firmin takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Firmin moves to second. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to third for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a line drive towards short. Firmin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive for a single. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Whiten moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga misplays the ball. That's an error on Berga. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive off the glove of Lopez, and into shallow right field. Bush reaches second base with a double. Gladden moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harbeck is walked intentionally. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lopez fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive for a single. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga bunts towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bush is hit by the pitch. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Harbeck hits a line drive beyond short. Furman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bush moves to third. Jeff Shaw now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harper hits a line drive beyond short. Furman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bush scores. Harbeck moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lopez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagliarulo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Willis now pitching. Jose Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive beyond second. Knoblauch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alex Cole pinch runs for Joel Skinner. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Lopez now catching. Jeff Manto now playing first base. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Manto juggles the ball. That's an error on Manto. Larkin moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 4 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Bush hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gonzalez. Larkin scores. Bush moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Harbeck strikes out. Lopez drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Harbeck out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 4 in the game. Mack hits a line drive beyond short. Furman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga misplays the ball. That's an error on Berga. Mack moves to second. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Whiten is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whiten hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Mike Aldrete pinch hits for Jose Gonzalez. Mike Aldrete batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1-1. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aldrete for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.